Okay, today is Daf Lamed Gimel. We're still on Daf Lamed Beis. We're still on the lave of Masechtas Pesachim. We're still on Lamed Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 12 lines from the bottom where it says, the Afra of Papa, Hadar Bey. And Rav Papa also changed his mind. What did he change his mind about? He said that he had said that according to Abba Shaul, in order to be over the Isser of eating Truma, had to be worth a Shava Pruta, and it had to be a Kezias. And now he changed his mind. How do you know he changed his mind? We're going to have a long, complicated thing now. That's why there was no point in starting yesterday, because we're going to have to do it again. Long, complicated brisa here to get to our bottom line, that our Papa changed his mind. And held that according to Abba Shaul, you don't need two requirements for Truma, you only need one. I don't remember which one, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Either Shava Pruta or Kezias, not both. Ditanya, we learned in a brisa. V'cheta bishgaga prat lemezid. This is talking about me'ila. When someone is over the isra of me'ila, which means they use the Beis HaMikdash for their own personal benefit, if that happens, if it's b'shogeg, you bring a carbon. V'cheta b'shgaga. If you do it b'shogeg, prat l'mezid. If you over me'ila b'mezid, you don't bring a carbon. So far, very simple. So far, good. Says the Gemara v'alo dinu. It's obvious you don't bring a carbon. Of course not. Uma shar mitzvos. Other mitzvos. Shechayavin abahen kares. Rechayav kares for them. Pater behem es ha'mezid. You don't bring a carbon if you do b'mezid. You don't make a carbon if you do something b'mezid. Kares. You chomets a pesach b'mezid. You don't make a carbon for that. You get kares. If you do b'shogeg, you bring a carbon. Me'ila is different. She'ein ba kares. There is no kares if you do it b'mezid. Rather, there's something called misa b'dei shamayim, which is obviously, according to this, less than kares. Not as severe as kares. Whatever it is, it's not as severe as kares. Ein odin. So for sure, there's no carbon if you do b'mezid. For sure. Says the Gemara, lo. That's not a kavah chomer. Ima marta b'shar mitzvos, other mitzvos, shekein lo chayiv behem misa. Other mitzvos are not chayiv misa. Tomer b'be'ila shechayiv b'misa. Other mitzvos ain chayiv behem misa, rather they have kares. However, Torah b'meila shechayev b'misa. Meila is worse because meila gets kares, gets misa b'dei shemayim. So maybe when you get misa b'dei shemayim, if you do b'mezid, you should bring a carbon, right? Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the pasuk says bishkaga prat lemezid. So v'amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rav Chiya bar Avin. But so Nachman bar Yitzchak says to Rav Chiya bar Avin, this three lines of Gemara just made no sense. Because first you said that Kares is more machmir, then you said that Misa b'dei Shemayim is more machmir. Right? Tana me'ikara alima le'kares. First you said Kares is more machmir, and therefore it's not a kal v'chomer because Mi'ila is less. Ubasova alima le'misa. Then you said, no, Misa b'dei Shemayim is worse, so there's no kal v'chomer. So what are you talking about? Which one is it? Kares and Misa b'dei Shemayim, one's worse and one's not worse. Which one is it? A Malay, so he told him back, Hachi Kamar, here's what I meant to say. Lo, you cannot learn Me'ila from a Kal V'chomer. That what? That if you do Me'ila b'mezid, then you should be chayev, if you do Me'ila b'mezid, you should be chayev a carbon. No, lo, here's the Kal V'chomer, right? Im amart the b'shar mitzvos, you have other mitzvos, Shekein lo chaya ben misa, pachos mi kezayas. You never find misa less than a kezayas. If somebody eats chametz less than a kezayas, it's usher. No misa. You have to do a kezayas. Tomer b'me'ila, shechaya ba misa, pachos mi kezayas. Me'ila is not like that. Me'ila, you chaya even less than a kezayas, as long as it's worth a pruta. Me'ila has a different standard, because it goes by hana. So how much benefit did you get out of it? You can benefit by washing your hands with it. So the answer is a pruta. It doesn't have to be eating. So even if it's a, as long as it's a pruta, you get benefit from it, you're chayav misa. So it's a different standard. Amalei, so he said back to him, ah, tanuach daitecha shanachta es daiti. Ah, you calmed me down. I didn't know what the kal v'chomer was. Now you explained it to me, and I feel much better. V'amalei, my nichusa. How did that make him feel any better? The rabba of Rav Sheshes, shadu be narga. Rabba and Rav Sheshes ripped that to shreds. Narga means a knife, right? I think it means a knife. What? An axe. They chopped up this whole cup. They chopped the whole thing up. Right, Rashi says, umak shuhachi. They asked the following question. Hechi amrina detana apachas mikizayis chayim misa. So we'll get to that. Man shemasle. Who said the Amar, hizid b'me'ila, if you did me'ila b'mezid, right? Rashi says, Banaz Kodesh Sheshigagasa Me'ila. If it would have been Bishogi, it would have been Me'ila. You did it B'mezid. B'misa. Who said Yechayev Misa B'dei Shemayim? If for Me'ila, the answer is Rebbe He. It's Rebbe. Titania. Hizid B'Me'ila. If you did Me'ila on purpose, Rebbe Omer B'Misa. Rebbe says you get Misa for that. The Chacham Omer Ba'azara. And the Chacham say you just get a lav. So Misa. You just get a lav. No. We're trying to bring out a rat. We're trying to. The whole kal v'chomer is if you do b'mezid, do you bring a carbon?
No, I understand.
So,
where is
that written that me look misa? I don't know. The chacham say you don't get misa.
Correct.
The chacham say now my time of the rebbe. Why does rebbe say you get misa? Amar rebbe avo, gomar chet mitruma. It's a kal v'chomer. It's a gzera shava chet mitruma. Who said? I think so. Ma truma b'misa, af me'ila b'misa. Just like truma has misa, if you eat truma b'mezid, you're not a kohen. You get misa for that. Same thing me'ila. Umina, and the comparison is deeper. Ma truma kizayis, af me'ila kizayis. Right? Just like truma is a kizayis, so too me'ila is a kizayis. Right? Now look at Rashi. Umina. It's like a little down where we are. Umina, hainu narga. That's the axe. What's the axe? Klomar. Kivan de misa mehacha nafkalon. Since misa's learned out from truma, al karchach hachi telef. So obviously, everything, from all the rules of truma apply to all the rules of me'ila. Umina, ma truma misa ksuva ba achila ksuva tu kizayis. When it comes to truma, the shear is a kizayis. Af me'ila, ein misa adik kizayis. Same thing by me'ila, has to be a kizayis. The whole source is from truma, kizayis. V'lekala me'ma detana hachi kamar me'ila shechayeba misa pachos v'kizayis. His answer back was, no, me'ila is different, it's less than a kizayis. That's not true. It's not true at all. Right? We wanted to make a kal v'chomer. That the Torah said, you only bring a carbon for me'ila if you did it b'shogeg. Not if you did it b'mezid. Why would I think you should bring a carbon if you did it b'mezid? Why would I think that? Well, you know why you'd think that? Because meal is different. Because meal goes by shavar pruta. They took an axe to that. That's not true. Meal is not subject to shavar pruta. Meal is subject to kizayis, just like truma. That's where you learned it out from. So what kind of thing is that? That meal is different because it's shavar pruta. It's not true. It's simply not true. Now, so far so good? Yeah. Umaskin floor of Papa. So Rav Papa tries to jump in and save the day and says, well, Mimaid the Rebbe. Who said that Kal V'Chomer is going according to Rebbe? That it's about Misa. Dilma. Mimaid the Rebbe Karabanan Svirle. Who said it's like Rebbe in the world of the Rabbanan? Dilma maybe. Ka'abashol Svirle. Maybe it goes like Abishol, the Amahu said, Yesh ba shavar pruta afal gaf the less make kizayis. Maybe it's going like Abishol. Abishol said that me'ila is subject to shavar pruta, not a kizayis. Now, one second. If Rav Papa said that, obviously he took back what he said about Abishol. And he said that Abishol only requires one thing. For Rav Papa, who the Amar the Abishol, tarti boy. Abishol requires both. Shmamina, Hadarbe, he took it back. All that was just to prove that Rav Papa took it back. And held that Abishal only requires one thing. Okay? Now, Mar Bered de Ravina Amar Hachi Kamar. Mar Bered de Ravina said like follows. So we didn't really have an answer. We stopped on this issue of what's the story with Me'ila. The Torah says you do Bishogeg, you bring a carbon. What about Mezid? I don't bring a carbon Mezid. Why not? Because it was learned out from Truma, it's learned out from something else. So what's the story with this issue? So Mar Bered de Ravina Amar Hachi Kamar. Low. Right? You can't learn out a kalvachomer from me'ila to other things. In other words, the Torah wants to say, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that if you do bishogeg, you bring a karban, and mezid, you don't bring a karban. I know that already. Lo. It's not a kalvachomer. I needed the pasuk to tell me that. Why? Imamarta bishar mitzvos. When you have other mitzvos, shalo asa behen she'en mischavein kimischavein. Well, there's a huge difference if you do something on purpose, by all the other mitzvos, and you do something not on purpose. Mischavein means kavana. What does that mean? She'im nischavein l'chatoch es atolosh. I want to pick up a flower to bring it into the house, and I cut it before Shabbos, because I know you're not allowed to pick flowers on Shabbos, and I left it there in the garden. And I bend down to pick up the flower that I already cut. And by mistake, I pick up the wrong flower. Am I pater rechayah for that? I cut a flower before Shabbos. But I wanted to surprise my wife, so I left it in the garden. And I go on Shabbos to pick up the flower. It's already cut. And by mistake, I pick up the wrong flower. I pick up the flower that's not cut. And now I just uprooted a flower on Shabbos. Am I over anything? No, you're not chayah anything. It's misasek. Yes. I wanted to pick up one that was detached. And I ended up picking up one that was attached. Putter. I'm putter. Why am I putter? Rashi says, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. I intended to do something that's mutter. To pick up a flower that's already attached. That's my intent. But I made a mistake and I picked up the one that was still attached. Shafilu b'Shabbos patur. Even if on Shabbos I'm patur. Why? The melechas machshevas be'inon. I have to do something with intent. Sheyischavin lechatichas mechubar. I intend to pick up something attached to the ground. Now, umihu shogig b'Shabbos. D'chai. What's shogig? Where you have to bring a carbon. That's where she'eni yadeh shu Shabbos. I didn't know it was Shabbos. O she'eni yadeh shem lachas urasur. I didn't know this is azur. That's only shogig. Everything else not shogig. Not mezid. What is it? You're not even chayev. You're not even chayev. Right? So if somebody's walking in and his shirt walks by the light switch and turns it on, that's not shogig. I knew it was Shabbos. I knew you're not allowed to do that. What happened? I was walking in my elbow. It's nothing. That's called misasik. You're not chayev for that. Now, why not? Why not? Because Rashi says in order to be chayev on Shabbos, and really in anything, you have to have intent. If you don't have intent, now if you forgot, that's a shogig. I forgot it was Shabbos. I woke up from my nap. I totally forgot. I turned on the radio. Okay, it's a shogig. I forgot. Or no one ever told me that. And no one ever told me I'm going to do that. It's a shogig. That happens also. And I was in the kitchen. No one ever told me I can't do that. I can't cut it like this. And that's a shogig. Not knowing is a shogig. But if I know everything and I just happen to, some crazy thing happened, you're not chayev for that. However, when it comes to me'ila, that's not true. Tomer me'ila, shim nischavin lehischamen begize chulin. I wanted to put on a coat made from chulin, v'nischamen begize ola, and I ended up using the ola things. Shemal, I'm over me'ila. I didn't have intent. Me'ila is different. There is no intent. Doesn't go by that. Me'ila is a different thing. You benefited from the Beis Hamikdash. You're chayev. I have no kavana. It's different. So you can't compare me'ila to anything else in the Torah. They're totally different. Therefore, right? Maybe I would think me'ila so machmir. You don't have to find this in any other place. But every other mitzvah in the Torah, every other avir, you have to have in mind. Me'ila, you don't have to have in mind. So maybe since it's so machmir, maybe the halacha would be, they'd even be mezid a bigger carbon. Comes along the Torah, no, only b'shogeg, not b'mezid. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Hachi Kamar. Another version. Lo. No. We can't learn me'ila from a kal v'chomer. Why? Ilar the Bashar mitzvos, when it comes to other mitzvos, Shekein lo mischayev bohen, Shein misasek, ke misasek. Other mitzvos, this idea of misasek, which means you do something not on purpose, you can't compare something that's not misasek to something that is misasek. Shein ischavin lagbiyas atalosh, you want to pick up something that's detached, v'chatach esam achubur, and you pick up something attached, shepatr, you patr, it's the same thing. Tarbim me'ila, me'ila is different. Shein hoshit yado lekli litol chayfetz, I wanna go to the Beis Hamikdash and I wanna take that kli. And I'm using it for the Beis Hamikdash. And Fesach Yado B'Shemen Shal Kodesh. And while my hand is going in to get the kli from the cupboard, some oil from the Beis Hamikdash falls on my hand and it feels fantastic. There's no kafana there. Shemal, you over Me'ila for that. Therefore you can't compare Me'ila to anything else. And therefore no Kal V'Chomer is acceptable. And that's what the Torah went out of its way to say, oh, only B'Shogi after being a carbon, not B'Mezid. What would I have thought? Anyway, no, I wouldn't have thought that. Because meal is very chomer. And maybe even if you do b'mezid, you have to bring a carbon. So it's a tarva, no carbon. But it's not a kava chomer.
The only thing is called, you should be discussing not carbon, you should be discussing chomish. Because carbon is not a class. Carbon is something you do for kapora. Misa mechadosh, so there's all this you don't need to do.
So the answer is, it's true, what you're saying is true. But you got benefit from the Beis Hamikdash,
Yechayev.
No, you pay chomish and a carbon. It's both.
But the carbon is not a knas. The carbon is for kapara.
Exactly. So I would have thought, see, then the mezid also you bring a kapara. No, so some say you have only a lav. It's a machlokas. Okay. Amar Mar, we said yesterday, b'medvar mamurim, when is it true that if a non-kohen eats truma of chometz on Pesach, that he pays a keret in a chomesh. Remember the case? A non-kohen eats chometz, that's truma, on Pesach, he pays a keret and a chomesh. How could that be? Chometz on Pesach is not worth anything. How could that be? Chometz on Pesach is not worth anything. Oh, so we gave two answers yesterday how it could be. Who remembers the two answers from yesterday? One answer is damim or mamon.
Right.
Not damim or mamon. It was mida, volume, or if you go by volume, then you chayev. You have to pay a keren and a chomesh if it goes by volume, not if it goes by damim. And what was the second answer? The second answer is that it goes like Rabbi Yosef Gaglili, who holds chomesh on Pesach is muta b'hana. Those are the only two ways it could be possible. Otherwise, the chomesh is worthless. It's not worth anything. So why are you paying a fifth? Keren and a fifth. Why? Either because it goes by volume, or because it goes like a Rabbi Yosef Gaglili. Those are the two answers we gave yesterday. Right? That's all good. Kifem mafrish truma v'hechmitza. You were mafrish truma, and then it turned into chametz. Avo, hifrish chametz truma. Divrei kol eino kedusha. But if I mafrish the chametz as truma, then no one holds it as Kedusha. Okay, what's the difference between the two cases?
The difference is you can't have Truma. You can't, if you have Chometz, you don't take Truma from it.
Exactly. So the first case is that you were mafrish Truma and it became Chometz.
The difference is whether there's a Chiyuv on the item.
Correct. Menahani Mili, how do you know there's a distinction like this? How do you know there's such a distinction? Amar Rav Nachametz, Amar Makor, it says, Titein Lo, V'lo La'oro. That the purpose of Truma is to eat, not to use for firewood. So if you take off truma on chametz on Pesach, you can't eat that. It's chametz. So therefore, what can you do with it? No, you can use it for firewood, maybe. And Rashi says, "Afilo hayiru lahasik." Even if it's right to be firewood, ha'ul ve'enu ru'i la'achila, but it's not right to eat. So that's why you can't do this on Pesach to take off the truma because it's not edible. They all ask what this means. There's a lot of hack here. Masav Rav Huna Breit of Yeshua. One second. There's a Mishnah in Shumos that says like this. It says, Ein Tormin Menatame L'Tahora. You can't give Truma. You have Tame food and Tahar food. He says, you know what? The Tame food, I don't want to eat that. I'm a big tzaddik. I don't want to eat Tame food. I'll give it to the Kohen. You're not going to do that. Not allowed to do that. Ein tarmin min atame l'tahora. Not allowed to do that. However, v'im tarim b'shogeg, truma sar truma. But if I did a b'shogeg, it works. I didn't realize it was tame. I didn't realize. I did a b'shogeg, it works. It's good. V'amai, why is it good? Le'malo, v'lo l'oro. 1 second, why is it good? The kohen can't eat it. So you gave truma that he can't eat. Now he can use it for firewood, yes. He can use it for kindling, yes. But it says l'achil lo v'lo l'oro. Not you don't give l'chachila to use for firewood. Okay, if he became tummy in his house, he can't do it. Okay, he can use it for firewood. You can't give him like that. So what's the difference between truma on Pesach, chametz, and this? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Hasam, by the case, before it became tummy, ha'ilo shasa kosher. It was kosher. You were going to give the kohen the truma, and then it became tummy. So it had a time in the world where it was kosher. And it was valid. And it was edible. Then after something happened, bishogeg, you can give it to him. However, over here, hacha, over here, by the chametz, lohoy lo shasa kosher. It was never kosher. It was never not chametz. And it was never not Pesach, because you did it on Pesach. So it never had a time when it was valid. Since it never had a time when it was valid, right? It became chametz before you separated it. So it never had a time when it was kosher. Therefore, the truma is achal. Okay? Now, udlo hoysalo shasa kosher hechidami. How's that possible? How could it be that you have grain that never was kosher? How could that be possible? Can someone explain how it's possible? How could that be possible? How's that humanly possible? That the grain is never was not chametz. How's that possible? There's only one way it could be possible. Is if it became chametz and it was still attached to the ground. How's that possible? Says the Gemara, kigon de ichmitz b'mechubar. It became chametz while it was attached to the ground. How's that possible? How can it become chametz when it's attached to the ground? Says the Rashba, right? It must be that the chametz, it rained a lot. The rain went on the grain, fattened them up, then it dried. Like, it's a very complicated case over here.
Isn't that what Shmur Mishas Ksira
is? It's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. That Shmur Mishas Ksira is because of this Gemara. Because of this Gemara, that chametz can become, the grain can become chametz when it's attached to the ground, we're so machmer on chametz. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You have to make sure.
It's still part of it's still part of the
that's a question. Is it physically possible that it's going to become chametz when it's attached to the ground? So the Mishnah Berurah says, it can only be if it rains for 2 straight days or something. You find these...
Forever.
What?
As soon as it stops raining, or even if it doesn't, as long as it's attached to the ground, it's going to continue growing.
Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says, excellent point. So where is it? I had an underline over here. He says like this, but sheyered aleihem geshem chazak yom v'layla, it rained a lot for day and night. And then,
basically, you're cutting it when it's still wet. That's probably what it means.
Must be something like that.
But it can be still wet. It doesn't affect it.
Why not? It's not growing anymore. Now you just wet your wheat. What's it not going to mean if you wet your wheat after it was cut?
The kasav hamishne brura, b'shem chaye adam, al king, therefore, nohagim ha-charedim. The charedim are noeg. Charedim means people that care about mitzvahs. I don't mean to say that if you hold the other way, you don't care about mitzvahs. Not true at all. There's a machlokas we've shown him if it's mishas ksira or mishas lisha. So you have to rely on if you want to hold it the other way. But if you want to be really machmer, you want to be really, really, I guess maybe a little bit more correct, maybe. Sheyu kol hamatzos mishumeris mishas ksira. All the matzos guarded from shas ksira. Shematzos elu boos michitim hanaksaros boo chayim adayim lachim ma'at. It was still wet when they cut it off.
That's the difference.
It's still wet when they cut it off. That's right. So I don't have an answer for that. What's the answer?
Correct. That's the problem. That's a different thing than cutting it off when it's still wet. Even if you cut it off and it's still wet on truma, on any kutchen, then you have a problem. You can imply to something...
Right, I understand. No, but not talking about kiyuta, I'm talking about chametz.
I'm just saying.
Right. So how does it benefit you if you cut it off when it's already wet? How does that help you? How does it solve this problem? The problem of chametz when it's still attached to the ground. How does cutting off help? I'm not sure. Anyway, I will ichmit betalush. But if it became chametz only after you cut it off, hakanami dekacha, then it's going to be valid because it had a shas kedusha. The truth was when I cut it off, it was nothing wrong. It got chametz later. I'm only in yes, 100%. Begzeiras even pizgama mamar kedushin she'elta. This was said by the malachim, the kedusha, meaning the chachamim, and everyone agreed to it. Yeah. And they said the same thing in the yeshiva. They passed on like that in the yeshiva. They said the same thing. That as long as there's a shas kosher, they can give truma. I became a chametz. Yeah, but it was just like the subject with the tamei and the tar. As long as there's a shas kosher, you can do it. And you give the tamei truma by mistake, it's good. Same thing with over here. The only way it's not going to be good is if it never had a shas kosher. How's that possible? It became chametz when it was attached to the ground. Very, very difficult.
And then what we're saying is it didn't become chametz when it was attached to the ground.
No, it became chametz when attached to the ground. Still chametz.
Here's the problem. You don't get nutrients from the outside. You get nutrients from the ground and go through it.
The whole mishabura we just said.
Yeah.
The problem is not when it's attached to the ground. The problem is when the minute you cut it.
Exactly.
It's not chametz when you cut it. It's chametz when you. It's not chametz when it's growing. It's chametz when you.
No, but he's, but the Gemara is saying it never had a shas kosher, and therefore it was always chametz. So how could you give it to the kohen? It's not edible. It's not worth anything.
And we all have a problem with every single time anybody eats anything from the ground.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
So Ravuna Brej Yeshua is going to give a different answer. Amar le kiyasa Ravuna Brej Yeshua, he's going to give a different answer. We don't have to come on to this very difficult pshat. His answer is, Amar quotes is racious. You have to give racious. What does racious mean? Sheshiyoreha nikarin li Yisrael. Where the rest of it is separated for Jews. Yotzazu, she ain't shibani karin. Here, it's not true. Why? It's chametz. So the Yisrael can't eat the rest. Truma means I give you a portion, I eat the rest. Here, I can't eat the rest, because it's chametz. That's not truma. Right, Rashi says on top, mashma, shetehi racious. Truma means racious. What does racious mean? I'm giving off some of it, and I eat the rest. But if it's chametz, I can't eat the rest. V'ilu shirayim nikarim shetehi mutar li Yisrael. And the rest means that it's mutter for regular Yisrael. V'imi vafresh trumas chametz. But if I give chametz, my heter yesh b'shira. What's the heter in the rest of it? Shetehei reishis oseh shirayim. When I did reishis, I made shirayim on the rest of the pile. What's shirayim? I can't eat it. Ki havi meikar tevel havi sharo b'hana v'asurim b'achila. Remember this Rashi on tomorrow. No, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Remember this Rashi for Shabbos and Sunday. Remember this Rashi. Rashi just said that Tevel is Mutter Bahana, which is an interesting thing. We never thought about that. And it's Aser to eat. Hashtanami Shari Bahana. So same thing happens after I give the Truma. It's Mutter Bahana. Vasur Ba'achila Mishum Chametz. We call it Gak Rav Yosef Lili. It's Mutter Bahana. Otherwise, it's not worth anything. So it's Mutter Bahana. Before I gave off the Truma, it was Mutter Bahana and Aser to eat. Now I gave off the truma, it's still mutabana, it's still us to eat. Why is it us to eat? Because it's chametz. So what kind of truma is that? Truma implies I give you the kohen and I eat the rest. Here I can't eat the rest. So that's not truma. Il'inyan may have shirayim, right? So the wheat didn't have to become chametz when it was attached. Much better answer. Not a better answer, you don't have to come onto a hard shot that chametz got chametz when it was attached. What? No, basically, it's not edible. It's not edible. But you could have an
Right, what's an ah? If we're saying that you only have to give truma from something Yisrael can eat.
Right.
Why would you have to give truma from chametz?
You don't have to. It's exactly the point. You don't have to. But we had a kasha. How come by tome you can? That's how we started off. If a zor eats truma that's chametz on Pesach, you have to pay. Why do you have to pay? Because mutter b'hana. Right? Motabana. According to Yosef Lili, we have two answers. Either it goes by volume or it's motabana. Then they said, wait, that's only true if you gave the chametz, if you made mafresh it after Pesach started. That's true. What if it became chametz already? Then of course you don't have to give it. It's not worth anything. Right? It still might be worth motabana, but you don't have to give chametz. Why not? You don't have to give truma. Why not? So his first answer we gave was because it never had a chashas kosher. How could that be? Because it rained and it made it chametz. Second answer is no. You could have a shas kosher. The issue is, the second answer is, there's nothing left over for you to eat. Still can't eat it.
Yeah, but
You can't eat it during Pesach.
You can't eat it during Pesach. Therefore, if you made the truma on Pesach, it no one holds it can eat it. You don't have to pay anything. And you ate it by mistake, you don't have to pay a fifth. Why? It's not worth anything. Anyone got that? Make sense? Okay. No, Josh, you puzzled still?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Okay. Yosef Ravacha bar Avira Kamed Rav Chista Yosef Bar Mashmed Rav Yochanan Anavim Shenitmu, grapes that become Tamei, right? And grapes that become Tamei. So now, you want to squeeze the wine, the grape juice, out of the grapes. But you want to make sure that the wine, when the grape is Tamei, so if the liquid comes out of the grape, there's no way for it not to touch the grape. And the liquid's going to become Tamei. How do you pull this off? How can you possibly get the wine out and not make the wine Tamei? How can you pull that off?
It doesn't make it Tamei. It makes it suck and
become Tamei. No, it makes it Tamei. Because it's Tamei. The grape is already Tamei. Anavim shenitmu, a grape that got Tamei. It was wet, and then a dead body fell on top of the grape. So the grape is Tamei. Now the liquid that comes out is going to become Tamei because it touched the grape. Is there any way to get the liquid out without making the grape Tamei? Says the Gemara, yeah, I figured out a way. Dorchan pachos pachos mikabeitza. If you make sure that the grape never is the size of a beitza, v'yenam kasher l'mesachem. And you can even use this wine on the beitza mikdash. Why? What's going on here? Because if it's less than a beitza, the item, the food item, is tamei itself, but it can't transmit tumah somewhere else. So the food item, the grape, is tamei. But the wine coming out is not tummy. Now that means, why is the wine coming out not tummy? Because the grape is smaller than a beitza. A grape is smaller than an egg, smaller than a beitza, and therefore it won't impart tuma to the wine. Now that means that the wine inside is different than the grape. It's a different thing. Because if the wine inside is the same, what's the difference? It's the same thing. It's tummy because the grape is tummy. So the Gemara is now going to develop that the wine inside has nothing to do with the grape. It's being stored in there. But it's not part of the grape. And therefore, if it comes out slowly where the grape is less than the beitza, the wine won't become tummy. Alma, kasavar, mashkin, mifkad, pocket. The mashkin inside is like in its own pocket. It's its own creation, and it's not going to impart tumma, and it's not tummy. The wine's not tummy. Either the grape is tummy, the grape is not the wine inside. The grape is the food, and the liquid is something totally different. Not tummy. And as long as the grape is less than a kesayis, it won't transmit tumah to the wine. And you could even bring it to the base of mikdash. Look at that. Le'emas ka mitame. When would the wine become tummy? L'chisayid l'chu. When you squeeze it out. K'l'chisayid l'chu. Lesel l'shiure. When you squeeze out the wine, the grape is too small. Ihachi kebeit sanami. What? It doesn't become tummy. It doesn't become tummy. The wine does not become tummy. Why not? Because the grape is too small. And the wine is considered a different thing than the grape. And that doesn't become tummy. Now, Ihachi kebeit sanami. Then why does the grape have to be smaller than an egg? Why can't it be exactly the size of an egg? And the minute one drop of wine comes out, it's less than the size of an egg. Why can that be? Ditnan, we looked at the Hyros, the Mishnah. Tame mace, you have a tame mace. Shesacha zeisim v'anavim. He's squeezing out grapes and olives. Kibetza, mechuvenes. If it's exactly the size of a beitza, tahorin. It's tar. Why is it tar? Because when you squeeze it out, it became a molecule less than the size of a beitza. And therefore it can't impart tumma. So the liquid's good. So the Gemara says, you're right, yes, yes, that's true. Hasam over there, di'i ovid. That's a bidi'evid, we said that. Hacha l'chadchila, we don't want to tell someone to l'chadchila. You could find yourself a grape that's exactly the size of an egg. Go right ahead. We don't want to tell anybody that l'chadchila. You know why? Because you're going to find a grape that's too large. And even after you squeeze out, it's still going to be the size of an egg. Instead, it's going to impart tumma. So to get around that problem, don't use such big grapes. Don't be such a smart guy. Gzeira dilma asul mevid yosem mikabeitza. You'll find the grape bigger than a kabeitza, and then it'll still be tummy. So to get around that problem, don't do that. Amalei Rav Chista, Mantayislach, Ulrabi Yochanan Rabach. V'chi tuma shebehen lehechan olcha. Rabbi Yochanan said, one second, where'd the tuma of the grape go? How on earth is it possible that the grape is tummy, but the wine, what does it mean the grape is tummy? That means the grape is tummy and everything inside the grape is tummy. How does the wine come out and the wine's not tummy? Where'd the tuma go? Does it make any sense? Alma kasavar Rabbi Yochanan, Alma kasavar, mashkin muvla bli, that the liquid inside is part of the grape. It's like blue, I mean swallowed up. It's swallowed up in the grape. There's no independent creation of the wine. It's ridiculous, says Rabbi Yochanan. The wine is in the grape. The grape is tummy, the liquid's tummy. I don't care how big the grape is. It's going to make a difference. The liquid inside is tummy. For kivin, the imtulei uchla, imtulei maskin. The food is tummy, the maskin's tummy. So there's a machlokes. What's the story about liquids inside fruits? Is it like the fruit or is it not like the fruit? The machlokas. Amalei, the atlo tispro, the mashkin miskar pakin. One second, don't you agree, Rabbi Yochanan, that the grape inside is something different? This is a referish Mishnah. We just read the Mishnah. Vatnan. We just read the Mishnah. Tomei meis, shesacha, zesim, vanav, mechavenes, begabetsa, tahorin. When the liquid comes out, the liquid's still tar. If you hold that the liquid is the same thing as the grape, why is it tar? How can a Mishnah say that? Rabbi Yochanan can't argue on a Mishnah. How can the Mishnah say that? If you hold that the wine inside is a different entity, that's why it's tar. If you hold it swallowed up, why is it tar? How does that Mishnah and Tyrus make any sense? Why is it tar? Amalei, hacha mayaskinan, Bati's answer. Ba'anavim shalo hukshiru. It's talking about the grape never got wet. The grape never got wet. That case is talking about a grape that never got wet. So a guy is tummy, he touches the grape. Does he make the grape tummy? No, never got wet. But one second, when I squeeze out the grape, now it gets wet. So one second. So le'emas maschashwi, when does the grape become wet? Lechitzachetle, when you squeeze out the grape, then the juice will touch the grape and make it wet. As long as it's not, didn't get wet from another source, the fact that there's liquids inside it is irrelevant. It has to get wet from an outside source. So if it's not wet, a dead body can touch it all day long. A dead person can touch it all day long. It's not going to make the grape tummy. It never got wet. But I touch a dead body. I'm tummy mace. Now I squeeze out the grape. So I made the grape wet by squeezing it out. Ah, says the Mishnah. Ki sachet le batzel le shiure. But when you squeeze it out, it's less than the shear. And therefore, it's going to remain tar. Dilo te mahachi. If you don't give that answer, hadetanya halama zed dome. So we said yesterday that if a czar eats truma on Pesach, he pays nothing sometimes because the truma is worth nothing. Right? He pays nothing because the truma is worth nothing, right? Hamala dezom, what's that like? It's just like l'trumas tusin va'anovim. It's like truma of berries and grapes, shenitma'a, that became tamei, she'ein laba lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. There's no heter achila, can't eat that. Because it's true, it's tummy, and you can't use it for firewood because berry juice doesn't use as fuel. So it's nothing to pay because it's not worth anything. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? You can squeeze it out, then it's edible. So why? What do you mean it's not worth anything? It's 100% worth something. So, the ibai darach lepachas pachas mikabetza, because you can squeeze out the juice in such a way where it's less than a kabetza, and you will make the food, the food, not make the food edible? Yeah. Right? The ibai darach bay, pachas pachas mika beitza.
You'll have the juice.
Ah, you'll have the juice. So if you have the juice, you can eat the juice. You can scoop up that. That berry juice is fine. So the Gemara says, no. So what do you see from here? That it's already tame. Right? You see from here...
Do you
think of truma on juice? No. On the fruit.
So the fruit is no good. Why would you think of truma on the juice?
What? What he's saying over here is...
You do give truma from the eye.
No. You have to give truma from berry juice?
No.
No, I don't think so. No, we're not talking about giving truma. We're talking about it became tummy. So it became Tamei. No, there's no heter achila. There's no heter for nothing for anything. What do you mean? There is a heter for achila because I'm going to make the. What's the case over here? Well, I could squeeze out the juice. I could squeeze out the juice, and the juice will become tar. The juice is not going to become tamei because it's not going to touch the berry, so I could drink it. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava." Dilma, Gzeira Dilma Asi Bahula De Takala. Now maybe it'll come to eat the grape itself. That's a problem. That's tummy. That's a problem. So Gemara says, "Only Abaya Bichashin La Takala." We don't care about that. Vama Tanina Madlikin Pasi B'Shemen Shel Truma Shenit Meis. But you're allowed to kindle with bread or with shemen of truma that got tummy. We're not afraid you're going to eat it. Yeah, Amalei Apas Zarek Bein Aitim because the pas you throw into the fire, so not going to eat that. And shemen, shelchuma, or maleba klimas. You put it in a disgusting kli, you're not going to worry about that either. Whew. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow at Gufa. Everyone have a very good day.